soku isika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lingani tshona njani izilukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 Nhlolanja 2022 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losowabo wele Botswana, umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi namuhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwano bamazwe lawo mabili edolobheni le Victoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwano zokusebenzelana.
Kanti vele nxa uhulumende wayevele emele efuna ukuthi alesifiso ukuthi abantwana bakhitshwe, wayemeleli ngoba kula bantwana bamaminista esibaze bafunda khonale abenzi medicine abambalwa basenkingi.
ELeRussia selihlasele ngamandla eleUkraine, ibutho lalo lihahabela esigodlweni iKiev endaweni ezijiyeneyo sokubonakele ngesikhathi abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kulelo lizwe bezama ukubalekela kwele Poland. Inkampani kamakhalekhukhwini eNet1 ibikhweze amagagasi okusebenzisa ebulenjini idatha ngesilinganiso esiphikiweyo kabili, kodwa ibikwa isifuna ukwehlisa ngemva komkhosi ohlatshwe nguZulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losowabo wele Botswana, umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi namuhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwano bamazwe lawo mabili edolobheni le Victoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwano zokusebenzelana. Ababili laba bafike izolo edolobheni le Victoria Falls. UMasisi wancoma uMnangagwa ethembisa ukuba ibandla lakhe ele Botswana Democratic Party lele ZANU PF azaqhubeka ngobungane obuqotho. Ele Zimbabwe lele Botswana sasayinelana izivumelwano ezithiwa ngama Memorandum of Understanding ama MOU ezingamachumi amabili. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe ehlala kwele Botswana umnumzana Kelvin Ndlovu.
Engakutsho ukuthi umongameli Masisi uqhubekisa ubudlelwano obabukhona between the former president umongameli Khama lomongameli Mnangagwa starting from 2017 umongameli Mnangagwa esiba ngupresident. Kumele sikhumbule ukuthi umongameli Masisi at the time of 2017 he was the vice president to upresident former president Khama, and uqhubekisa that same foreign policy while khona. In fact, he was part of formulating foreign policy in Aleo, and he uqhubekisa la khona manje ikho uthola ukukhona lama uthokona kule bi-national commission uthokona kule ama discussions around ama memorandum of understanding and those kind of things. Into lezi sukela kudala ngo 2017, and even maybe even over the years he's been umongameli Masisi has been someone who has been following unilaterally foreign policy eqaliswayo ngu president Khama. Akayitshintsha ngu president Masisi, he's following that same cooperation and friendship.
Yena uMasisi ulobudlelwano obunjani lenkokheli yamabandla aphikisayo awamanye amazwe ikakhulu ngasikhangele eZimbabwe?
Ngolwazi lwami angiboni ukuthi kule esingathi thina i-formal relationship between umongameli Masisi le opposition eZimbabwe. I think maybe umongameli Masisi in this country he is also the president webandla elibusayo olithiwa yiBotswana Democratic Party, and bona balama esingathi ngama agreements abo. I think uyakwazi ukona most of the time ama ruling parties alama fraternal agreements within the region. So iBDP yathola ukuthi ilobudlelwano le ANC South Africa, ilobudlelwano le ebusayo eNamibia ibandla elibusayo, and it's similar as well. Bazabe basically that cooperation in terms of parties with the ruling parties as Zimbabwe. Not meaning to say ukona kule any kind of hostility, but njengomongameli we Botswana Democratic Party lapha bale that kind of fraternal relationship with other ruling parties, and beyond that bayadibana ku bandlelele kuthiwa yi-SADC bangena kulo as governments as fraternal presidents of each country. Angazi, but as far as in terms of the news, what we read and what we hear about, angizange ngibone uPresident Masisi or even BDP ikhuluma isithi bakhulume lo mnumzane uChamisa bakhulume le CCC. Asikakuzwa lokho, but we have heard ukuthi at party level they associate with the ruling parties of amanyama amazwe around the region.
Umnumzana Kelvin Ndlovu ucubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni eseGaborone kwele Botswana. Ingcwethi ezibona ngobudlelwano bamazwe omhlaba lezombusazwe zithi ukuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ngele Russia kungabe kusenzakala khatshana. Ele Russia selihlasela ngamandla ele Ukraine endaweni ezithiyeneyo ngesikhathi abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kulelo lizwe bezama ukubalekela kwele Poland elingumakhelwane. Inhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba iReuters ibika ukuba ibutho lakwele Russia seliseduzane lesigodlo iKiev. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abafika amachumi amahlanu 50 bathi sebengene emabhasini bezama ukuyafika kwele Poland lapho abazathenga khona amatikiti okugada indizamtshina belibhekise ekhaya. Kulabanye abasele emalokitshini anjenge Yevintia. Abatshelwe iziphathamandla zendawo le ukuba ele Russia lizakwenzani endaweni le. Bathi kungcono bevunyelwe ukuba baye kwele Moldova kumbe ePoland ngoba sebedlela evalweni. Kubikwa ukuba kudubuke amabhomba ambalwa duzane lalelo dolobho ubusuku bonke. Izifundi lezi ziyakhala njalo ngokuthi ziyalahlekelwa izifundo zingasuka kwele Ukraine. Abakunhlanganiso ye-Diaspora Network abagoqela unkosazana Faith Chemari ohlala kwele Germany sebezama ukunceda izifundi lezi eziye kwele Poland. Omunye wezifundi ezikwele Ukraine uLayson Moyo uthi sebethwele nzima kwele Ukraine.
Right now we are still receiving some information from the embassy that maybe we will try to use some other countries such as Romania or maybe Belarus. So we are waiting to hear from them and also to see the situation if it's going to improve tomorrow. Because right now, even if we leave our cities, we are going to be stranded in the road because there is congestion. And also another thing is that maybe the Ukrainian government would also like to move its military and will also be in their way.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya olendodana yakhe eyafunda kwele Ukraine uthi seziphelile izifundo zabantwana beZimbabwe.
Abantwana besikolo abafunda eUkraine basenkingeni ezima kakhulu ngoba baruhulumende ongelazo izimpahla lothando lokuthi abancediswe ngoba abantu bethu thina babe khona le kuze kuqale impi eDonetsk leCrimea sangena enkingeni ezima kakhulu ekuhluphekeni kwagcina kutshintshwa amaphepha behanjwa kwezinye izindawo. Ngibona ngathi mina uhulumende wethu ubevele kwazi ukuthi kuza phambaniseka ngoba ulobungani leBelarus. Amabutho eRussia bebuthelelwa eBelarus emingceleni eye-Ukraine, eLugansk, eDonetsk, eCrimea. Kanti vele nxa uhulumende wayevele emele efuna ukuthi elesifiso ukuthi abantwana bakhitshwe wayemelela ngoba kulabantwana bamaminister esibaze bafunda khonale abenzi medicine abambalwa basenkingeni ngoba ukugijinyiswa kathesi sokulempi akusela ama-communication sehlupha ama-flemachina sevaliwe abantwana besikolo abaningi bakhona abayazimota angikhole ukuthi kuzanceda imfundo yabo. Lesikolo sabo sesiphelile ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi ukuze uhulumende obudlwangudlwangu obugcililwano kaPutin ubalungisise ubalungisele izindawo zakhona. Ngiyakhuluma nje mina ngiyakwazi kakhulu ngoba sasilabantu abethu ababefunda eDonetsk kwasihlupha kwaqeda umnyaka ukuthi silungisise udaba lwethu. Baze bayaqalisa futhi kwenye iyunivesithi Ivanovsk kodwa hatshi akumanga kuhle sokuphambanisekile. Abantu abethu abantu ababo abantu abamaZimbabwe abafunda eUkraine imfundo yabo vele siphelile.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ngole ndodana yakhe eyafunda kwele Ukraine ubexoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare. Abenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini eNet1 sebekhuphule imali yamagagasi kamakhale kukhwini idatha ngesilinganiso esedlula ukuphindwe kabili okulinyathelo elisolwe kakhulu ngabaningi elizweni kwaze kwabangela ukuba inkampani le ithi isifuna ukuguqula imbadalo le yehle njalo. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Embikweni othulwe izolo inkampani yeTel1 ithi amagagasi ayisilinganiso se 10 gigabytes angasetshenziswa ngelanga linye asezathengwa ngamadola eZimbabwe adlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lasithupha 16,250. Nxa ufuna idatha yokusebenzisa inyanga yonke isiza kuba ngamadola eZimbabwe afika phose ikhulu $99,000. Otitshala abaningi bahola amadola azinkulungwane ezingamathumi amabili 20,000. Abenkampani eNet1 bethule umbiko oqondiswe kuZulu okhalazayo bethembisa ukuthi bazabhekisisa izikhalazo zikaZulu ngokuqonga kwentengo yedatha. Lokhu iningi elizweni ogoqela labasekeli bebandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF bakhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yedatha. Isiphathamandla sohlangothi lwabasakhulayo kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Mabutho Moyo usole kakhulu ukukhwezwa kwedatha.
Indlela abakhweze ngayo ayihambelani lesimo esikhangelane laso kwezomkhonomi. Balutshwana bazenelisa ukuthi bayithenge leyo data even nxa uthi uyaqathanisa le data kwamanye amazwe esigombolezane lawo uyathola ukuthi hayi lokho kuzanywa yiNet1 vele akuhambelani lohlelo lwesadik lohlelo lukahulumende iNational Development Strategy 1 yokuthi sifuna ukubumba okuthiwa ngama-digital economies.
Umoyo uthi osekusenzakala kuzaphazamisa kakhulu lezifundi ngoba kulolwazi abaluthola enkundleni yokuxhumana ebulenjini.
So hayi sike sahle sabambisana lomphathi ntambo okhangelane logatsha lwema-communications simbuza ngendaba leyi e-portals ukuthi ivume njani ukuthi Net1 ifake you know ama-charges afana lalawo. Hayi esesikutshelwe ukuthi hayi kukhona sokusenzakala sokuxoxiswana esithemba ukuthi kuzaphuma impumela ezahambelana loZulu kuzaphuma impumela ezasuthisa ama-consumers ngoba hayi le ama-price abesefake Net1 asivumelani lawo njenge-youth league.
Abanye njalo abachothoze ukukhweza kwembadalo yedatha ngabelinye lamabandla aphikisayo le-Labour Economists and African Democrats lead elikhokelwa ngunkosazana Linda Masarira. Isikhulumeli kuleli bandla le-lead unkosikazi Roslyn Gwese ulandisa kabanzi ngalokho.
Impilo siyiphila kona kathesi sifuna idatha ngaba boni ukuthi lapha umuntu wonke idatha olukwanisayo singangena emgwaqweni ngokuthi asinganje safumbathi izandla kumbe siguze lengubo impilo zethu ziyekela kabuhlungu kangaka. Kathesi sikhangelana ukuthi i-technology yesiphi izinto zonke ukuthi noma sithengiselana nge-technology ukuthi izinto zonke iZimbabwe iye phambili yi-technology siyafinyelela njani i-technology thina singela data. Njenge-parastate usithi nje ihulumende abone nje ukuthi uyalungisisa izinto zakhe. We are calling this government of Mnangagwa to order.
Unkosikazi Gwese wengeze esithi okwenzakalayo makungabi liqhinga lababusayo ukuvalela uZulu phandle ukuze angaze akhulumisana ngendaba zokhetho lezombusazwe.
Sithi manje i-strategy yokuthi abantu bengavoti noma ukuthi abantu bengaphanani information ukuthi bevote njani manje i-election strategy sithi hayi bo asingeke sahlala phansi noma ukuthi asingeke savala amehlo ethu isiyenzwa njalo. Sithi hayi kade si high time ukuthi hayi bo awuyenzi sicela idatha sicela idatha eliyehlileyo elifinyelelwa ngumuntu wonke oweZimbabwe.
Asisanelisanga ukukhulumisana lomphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezendlela zokukhulumisana olwe Information Communication Technology, Postal and Courier Services, umnumzana Jenfan Mswere, ngoba ubelokhe engakayiphenduli imibuzo esimthumele yona ngeWhatsApp. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Live talk lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by-elections oluqhutshwa mhla ka-26 ngenyanga ezayo kwaMbimbitho, kanye lohlelo lokubhalisela ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota ole-voter registration. Okwamanje wothi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika.
Amapolisa eHonduras abophe owayengumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Juan Orlando Hernandez mhla ka-15 kuyonale inyanga sokukhalaze eleMelika elidinga ukuthi athoniswe icala alitheswayo elokuthengisela amanye amazwe izidakamiswa. EleMelika lithi lizimisele ukulwisana lenkohlakalo liqinise umbuso okhululekileyo lomthetho esigabeni seCentral America, kutsho umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken embikweni asanda ukuwethula. Ukufeza lesi isinqumo, eleMelika seliveze ukuthi umnumzana Juan Orlando Hernandez ukuluhlu lwabantu abazakala ngenkohlakalo njalo abangananzi intando kaZulu njengalokho okusemthethweni we-United States Northern Triangle Enhancement Engagement Act. Umthetho lo uthi abakuluhlu lolu abanikezwa imvumo yokuvakatshela eleMelika. Umnumzana Hernandez waba yingxenye yoluhlu lolu ngenyanga kaNtulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo. Abezindaba abathenjeyo bathi umnumzana Hernandez ubeqhuba inkohlakalo ngokusa izidakamiswa kwamanye amazwe, abesesebenzisa inzuzo ayithola kulokho ukukhankasa kwezombusazwe. Phezu kwalokho, waqanjwa ngebizo ngomunye umfakazi owathola inzuzo yemali evela kwizidakamizwa lezi ukuthi akhankasele ezombusazwe. EleMelika liyaqhubeka ngokusebenzisa amandla alo okulwisana lenkohlakalo, ukuqinisa ukuhlonitshwa kwezomvikela kanye lokuqeda uncindezelo eHonduras, eCentral America lemhlabeni wonke. Umnumzana Blinken uthe eleMelika lizaqhubeka lisebenza lohulumende weHonduras nabalwela ilungelo loluntu ukuqeda inkohlakalo lokuqinisa umbuso okhululekileyo okugoqela imithetho yokungena kwamanye amazwe. EleMelika lizaqhubeka njalo lisekela intuthuko kwele Honduras ukwenzela ukuthi kube nenhlala kahle kulelo lizwe.
Lolo bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elebulawa yisithi uPhilani Ncube uthi kabalisabi iqembu le-Highlanders kodwa bayalihlonipha njengeqembu elidala hashi elikhulu. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lizadibana le-Highlanders ngesonto okuyilelijike amanye ngaphansi kwengalane yemiklomelo lomklomelo wodwa ngemva kwemidlalo yemine. Nakwelinye icele iqembu le-Highlanders lona lihlezi endaweni yeshumi lambili lile miklomelo yemine ngemva kokudlala imidlalo yemine njalo. Loba kunjalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uNcube uveze ithemba elokuba umdlalo uzabahambela kuhle ngensonto.
Asithi ukuthi siyayihlonipha kodwa thina ukuhlonipha kwethu i-Highlanders akubisi sithwale endaweni, akubisi ngabafowethu. Yi-team endala thina siyi-team enkulu. So hayi sizadlala thina ngendlela esimile sidlale ngayo. So asikwazi ukuzozala ngomdlalo ngisonto. Okwakathi thina silambile. Umdlalo lo thina siwufuna ukwedlula lo mdlalo. So hayi angazi abafana bengiyokwethuka ngilethemba ithi 30%. Ingabe 30% izafukuza favor thina ngoba bengabaningi. Bengabaningi because ungithi sabafana.
Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMandla Mpofu yena uvumile ukuba umidlalo ebakhona phakathi kwabomakhelwane ivele ivame ukuba nzima.
Sithina ndawonye so umdlalo omkhulu kakhulu abantu abangasoze beyikhangele phansi nanomphephetha wamkhangele phansi noma bona bephansi belobo kodwa abadlali babo ngibona badile ithuba lokuthi labo betshengisele ukuthi bona bangadlala bangakanani
imidlalo yeviki lesihlanu kusigaba sePremier Soccer League iqala ngomgqibelo lapho kwelimidlalo elandelayo. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leTenex ngaseLuveve, kuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leFC Platinum ngaseNyamunga. Iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leCranbourne Bullets ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadibana leTriangle ngaseSakuva, kuthi elengeze Platinum Stars lizanqikelana leYada ngaseBaobab. Kweminye imidlalo yangesonto, iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana leCape United ngaseSakuva. Elewawa lizadlala leHerentals ngaseAscott, kuthi eleDynamos lizadibana leChicken Inn ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu lehlulekile ukuba ngelinye lamaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi laseAfrica ozaqhutshelwa kule Morocco ngemva kokunqotshwa elikwenziwe liqembu leBotswana. Iqembu leMighty Warriors libe ngojikelobhanqa 3-3 nxa kuhlanganiswa impumela yemidlalo emibili eliyidlalele leBotswana, kodwa elaseBotswana lidlulele phambili ngoba lona lihlohle kaningi lidlala lingekho ngekhaya. Kuhlandlela kuqala elidlalelwe eHarare ngolwesihlanu, iqembu leBotswana linqobe nge-3-1, kuthi emdlalweni wesibili iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-2-0 emdlalweni udlalelwe khona leBotswana. Umqeqeshi weqembu leMighty Warriors uSithethelelwe Sibanda uthi kwelizayo ukuzamele balungiselele ngcono njengeqembu ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo okuphumelela.
I hope in future we can prepare better for competition.
Ngithemba kwelakusasa sizalungiselela ngcono, ikakhulu nxa sikwazi ukuba kula midlalo yeligi. Kuyabe kumele sithathe isikhathi eside silungiselela sindawonye, njengalokho okwenziwe ngamaTswana. Bona abakade sebelamaviki amathathu bengene enkambeni, okusho ukuthi bebevele sebephambi kwethu kukho.
Umdlalo webhola labesifazane lokhu ungakavuselelwa selokhu kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 njalo uvele ubugqugezela phambilini kwalokho, ngoba bekulokudoniselana kwenkokheli okudale ukuba kube nzima ukuba kubunjwe iligi yamaqembu aphuma kuwo wonke amagumbi amane akwele Zimbabwe. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday namhla silomculi womdumo weRumba uShadrack Moyo ehamba leqembu lakhe elizibiza Injabulo Classic Rhythms, bephethe isingile yawo entsha. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Isihloko salingoma sithi incindabophe. Nango umholi weqembu uShadrack Moyo odabuka eMachinge ePlumtree.
Ngithanda ukubingelela bonke abalaleli beStudio 7. Kule isingli engikhuphileyo etincindabophe, ngikhuluma ngentombi lapha esigabeni engaziphathanga kuhle, kodwa abantu kumbe ngithi amadoda ayibona ngelinye ilihlo. Bonke bayibangisana le ntombi bengabi le ndaba lokuziphatha kwayo, bekhangelele ukuthi kukhona okunye ukuhle abakuthola kiyo, kodwa intombazane engaziphathanga kuhle.
Kanje usuhambe ukunganani emculweni moya?
Ngaqala ukuhlabela ngomnyaka ka-2008. Sengilamadla lade amathathu. Lale isingli kuchuthi ngesine. Okwamanje ngilungiselela i-albhamu yesihlanu.
Thank you. abangathanda ukuthenga ingoma zakho bazithola njani?
Ngiyatholakala ekhasini leFacebook Injabulo Classic Rhythms. Njalo bakhona ukungixhuma kumakhalekhukhwini kuWhatsApp ku-plus 263 3279 22071. Yikho lapho engitholakala khona.
Yiwaphi amazwi owatshiyela abalandeli?
Ngizathanda kubonga abalandeli usekelo lwabo basinike lona eminyakeni yonke le. Ngithi bengapheli amandla beqhubeke besixhasa ukuze siqhubeke senza umculo omnandi, umculo obakhuzayo, umculo obafundisayo, umculo obadiduzayo.
Shadrack Moyo leqembu lakhe le Injabulo Classic Rhythms.
Bathi wanqinda ngeke ukhumbule muva, wanqinda ngeke uyele ekhaya, wanqinda kuthi uphinde njalo. Lenqinda wo pheli ntombazana, lenqinda wo kuloju lwenyosi.
Kwani sihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezigothela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losobawo umnumzana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losowabo weleBotswana umongameli Mokgweetsi namhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwane bamazola omabili edolobheni leVictoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwane zokusebenzelana. Abenkampani yamakhalekhukhwini iNet1 sebekhuphule imali yamagagasi kamakhalekhukhwini idatha ngesilinganiso esedlula okuphindwe kabili. Kuwoza Friday namhla silomhlabeleli werumba uShadrack Moyo ehamba leqembu lakhe lenjabulo Classic Rhythms bephethe isengeli yabo entsha. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo Praxedis Jeremiah Bengilo Chris Gande. Nisithi asidibaneni kusasa. Libe lempela sonto elichukela.